This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. John Devine, Senior Economist, Cotton Incorporated.
They used to be our top destination, but due to the fact that China has had so much cotton built up in its government reserves, they've been using those reserves more aggressively over the past several years. They've moved down into the number two slot. A lot of things going on with China right now. There's the issue of forced labor in Xinjiang province. There has been reports of a possible ban of all product coming from China downstream, so all apparel and textiles coming from China that contain any Xinjiang cotton. There may be a ban put on the place, but that has not been officially announced yet, has not been implemented yet. But it is another source of tension between the U.S. and China in terms of our relationship. Of course, another important element in our relationship with China right now is the Phase 1 deal. China has been buying a lot of cotton, particularly here over the past couple of months when demand from other markets has dried up with COVID. China's represented about 50 to 60% of all of our new export sales since April. So a challenging relationship still remains to be seen what may happen with the Phase 1 deal. We don't know exactly what was in that deal specific to cotton. But if you take a look at agricultural sales overall in terms of U.S. exports or U.S. sales to China, there were some numbers that were released. There were some targets that were announced. And if you take a look at the amount of Chinese purchases relative to those targets, they've been less than half of what they need to be on pace to meet that goal.
Learn more online, agrocotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.